When state lawmakers reconvene at the Capitol today, the House will be one member short. That's after last week's vote to expel Representative Don Shooter over allegations of sexual harassment. With me to preview the upcoming week at 1700 West Washington are Paulina Pineda and Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. And Paulina, let me start with you. It was obviously an emotional day in the House on Thursday during that vote to expel Shooter. When the House comes back into session later today, what do you think it's going to be like there?
That's a good question. I think a lot of people left on Thursday with maybe some conflicting feelings. There were a lot of people who voted in favor of expelling him, but who expressed that, you know, Mr. Shooter was their friend. There was a lot of people who expressed concerns about the process, the investigative process, and they felt that he didn't receive due process. And that was something that some people at least voiced during their explanation of their vote that they wanted to tackle or at least look further into. So I think, though, maybe there will be some relief that it's over. I think a lot of questions still remain. So it'll be interesting to see what the mood is like later today.
Do either of you think that lawmakers have the feeling that now that this report has come out, now that Shooter is out, that this issue is over? Or is there more to come on this?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Paulina, but the one thing that I don't believe was voted on Thursday was a couple of other new measures and policies that Messner proposed. You know, when the investigative report was released last week, there was also a series of actions that the speaker wants to take, including putting into in writing, I guess, new House policies for what is and is not okay as far as, you know, sexual harassment goes. And a lot of that takes action of the whole body of all 60 representatives. They intended to vote on that, but they never got around to it given how emotional and heavy things got on Thursday when they voted to expel a Shooter. So at least that's one thing that is still not complete. And I don't think we're necessarily done with this. There was a call from Representative Anthony Kern to have law enforcement or the Attorney General further investigate some of the things that came up about a former staffer in that investigative process. At least as far as Shooter is concerned, this is over, but we'll see.
So let's talk about some of the bills that lawmakers will be taking up this week. And the first one deals with photo radar. And this is an issue that lawmakers have been dealing with for, it seems like, a million years now. And this is basically a bill that would ban photo radar, right, Paulina?
Right. Representative Travis Grantham introduced a bill this year that would outlaw law enforcement agencies from using red light cameras and speed enforcement cameras statewide. He introduced it last year and it made it through the House, but it was killed in the Senate, though he said he's been assured it will at least get a hearing in the Senate this year. So maybe it'll make it a little further. It seems like it's an annual bill that's introduced that hasn't made it very far yet, but some Republicans said they're in favor of it. They rather see police officers on the corner patrolling for those type of incidents rather than having a camera catch a speeder or someone who's running a red light. They feel like the person doesn't get due process by being able to confront their accuser. But others have expressed concerns that law enforcement agencies are cash strapped. They don't have enough manpower to do that and other obligations.
Another transportation-related bill, Ben, on a Senate committee agenda this week is another seemingly annual bill, the prohibition on texting while driving. Any chance that this gets farther this year than it has in the past?
Yeah, I could see it at least getting to the Senate floor again and maybe over to the House. But there are a number of people who feel like there are already laws on the books that would cover distracted driving, which gets to the heart of what a lot of folks fear about texting while driving, that you're not paying attention to the road. And generally, there is a hesitancy to over-regulate things, or maybe in this case, it's not a regulation so much as to over-legalize things. If you can avoid putting more and more laws in state statute, there are a lot of conservative lawmakers at the Capitol who would rather not extend the statute any further.
Another bill in committee this week, this in the House Federalism, Property Rights, and Public Policy Committee, would essentially change the way that we pick U.S. senators?
Yeah, this is another Grantham bill, and it would just flat out eliminate the primary for electing U.S. senators and replace that process with a public hearing held by both the House and Senate, and then the partisan caucuses in each chamber, the Democrats and the Republicans, would then meet and vote within their own party to decide who are the top two nominees that they want to place on the general election ballot every 6 years. So you'd have two Republicans on the ballot, you'd have two Democrats on the ballot, they'd all be running for U.S. Senator, and it completely reshapes the way that those elections work.
Lastly, the House will be debating and voting on a bill this week dealing with the Kids Care Program, the Children's Health Insurance Program. This has been a hot topic, of course, in Washington, D.C., questions about whether or not the federal government will fund this program. This would basically just allow the legislature to consider funding some of it if it needs to. It's gotten to the House floor. Paulina, do you have a sense of whether or not lawmakers might be willing to give this the go-ahead?
It made it through committee, and there seems to be a lot of support from outside groups as well as a lot of the representatives in the health committee. So I think it could have a fair chance on the House floor, but I'm sure there will be plenty of people who will argue against having to make such a large expenditure for health care.
All right. Paulina Pineda, Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.